Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Living Beyond Limits. I think you all know that I am Reverend Jennifer Speer, and we are a part of Centers for Spiritual Living. And for those of you who are joining us online today, also welcome to our Sunday service. And so we're going to start this service. I'm going to invite you to join me in reading our mission statement that's on the front of the bulletin. We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. So that's what we are up to here at Living Beyond Limits. We are giving ourselves the opportunity to remember, yes, indeed, that infinite presence lives within us. That one presence, that one power that expresses itself in and through everything expresses itself within us. It expresses itself within us as our own authentic power, as the truth of our own wholeness, as the life that is living itself within us, as peace and love and goodness, in addition to a lot of other things too, but those are some of the ways that that presence expresses within us, and we are waking up to that. Because what happens as we discover and own that that is what we are made of and who we are, that then we aren't so reliant on the outside world telling us that. We aren't so reliant on the outside world reflecting back to us, say, peace or love. When we find ourselves in a situation that is not peaceful or loving, we can tap into that within us that is always present, that love and that peace. And as we do that, it transforms the conversation or the interaction. It transforms our experience of how we're experiencing what's happening. And therefore, then we come to the world more kind and gentle and loving and assured and all those things. And therefore, as we move out into the world, we actually come as a beneficial presence. We come as a healing presence because we are calm and centered and loving and kind and peaceful. And so I thank every single one of you for answering the call of your own spirit to be walking this path, to be bringing that presence into this world in a way that only you uniquely can do, and to be being a beneficial presence in this world. I thank all of you for that. And so on platform with me this morning is our practitioner, David Conant. He's going to lead us in an evocation where we begin to evoke an awareness of the presence of spirit that is always right where we are and do a contemplative reading for us. And Melissa Peterson is here with us today. Melissa Lewis, not Peterson. Melissa Lewis is here with us today. She's going to lead us in singing the prayer chant. I open up. The words will be on the wall. I invite you to sing along if you want to. Or you can just kind of settle into yourself and let those words take you a little bit deeper as we begin to become aware of that presence.
Silence, I feel the love inside of me. I surrender to this moment. I open up and I find peace. Let my soul speak with each heartbeat, with every breath I take. In the stillness, in the silence, I feel the light inside of me. I surrender to this moment. I open up and I find.
I recognize and affirm the presence of Spirit and my oneness with this one source, which is the universal essence of all life. My relationship with this universal essence is permanent and never wavers. We all share this permanent oneness with the all-knowing mind of God. First and foremost, we are spiritual beings. We share this life of and with Spirit, with all life and all that is manifest. This means we don't ever have to connect with Spirit. There is no connection. A connection implies there are two separate things. That is not so with us. We are spirit in a physical life. The same is true for living beyond limits, and it is also true for this service. I bless Reverend Jennifer. I bless Melissa. I bless all spiritual paths. And I bless everyone here and everyone that watches this service. And so it is. Good morning. My reading today is from 365 Days of Richer Living by Ernest Holmes and Raymond Charles Barker. If we cannot demonstrate the presence of good where we are, we shall never be able to do it at what seems a better place. The human mind likes to think that distant pastures are greener, but we know they are not. Good is the result of right thinking based on right motives. It is not a location. It is an atmosphere which has to be revealed by us wherever we are. There is no more of the presence of good in a great cathedral than there is in your own home. Jesus saw God everywhere and in all people. He knew and demonstrated omnipresence. We too must make this demonstration right where we are, and we know how to do it. Where I am, God is. The presence that fills every great cathedral fills my home and myself. There is no confusion where I am, for the peace of spirit surrounds me and I know it. I live and have my being in the one mind, which is forever thinking rightly, thinking lovingly. The harmony and the order of the universe now fills my life and the world with good. I am surrounded by it. I am filled with it. I sense it in all things and find it in all people. I joyously acknowledge God where I am at every instant. The life, love, and perfect action of truth are mine now. The environment is saturated with the presence of good, and I live in peace this day. And so it is.
And thank you, David Conant. That was fabulous. Thank you. And so last week, we actually talked in here about praying without ceasing. And we talked about that as human beings, we want to have confidence in ourselves and confidence in spirit and confidence in life. That as we move through our lives, we want to feel peaceful and we want to feel calm and we want to be able to stay centered. We talked about that we want to know that spirit is present in our lives and active in our lives. And of course, how to access the good that spirit is. And so one of the ways that we can have that kind of confidence, that we can have peace, that we can know that that infinite presence is always in our lives and wherever we are, is by seeing the infinite within everything. By noticing and paying attention to the infinite in everything and in every situation and in everyone. To witness the divine like that in everywhere, in everything, to know that it is ever present, is to pray without ceasing. That's what that means. So when we pray without ceasing, what that means is seeing beyond our ego perspective and instead looking through the eyes of our spiritual understanding, looking through the eyes of the part of us that remembers who we are, that remembers the truth of oneness, the part of us that remembers not only who we are, but who everyone else is as well. For Ernest Holmes tells us that everything comes out of the infinite. I read this quote to you last week. All the power there is, all the presence there is, all the love there is, all the peace there is, all the good there is, and the only God there is omnipresent. Consequently, the infinite is in and through humans, and in and through everything. And so somebody asked me last week if I would be willing to do a part two today to last week's talk about praying without ceasing. And so today's talk is titled then, Everywhere I Look, Part Two. So as practitioners and ministers, we are actually trained to see that infinite presence in everyone and in everything. We are trained to see the absolute, that which is unformed, how that is still within everything, and to notice and to be able to perceive the qualities of God that are in everything. To be able to discern those attributes of spirit. So as practitioners and ministers, we are trained to remember, in the words of Ernest Holmes, that spirit is omnipresent. And being omnipresent, it is not only where we are, but it is what we are. It is what we are, and it is what everything else is also. And so maybe you don't know how to see the absolute in things. Maybe you don't know how to discern that presence within all life and within all things and within all situations. Maybe you can see it sometimes, but maybe there's other times when you can't see that presence at all. But if we look within, if we look behind, if we look to that ever-present but invisible realm of spirit, we can see that intelligence is present, and wholeness is present, order is present, peace is present. Makes me think of a tree. If I look at a tree, I can see that it is the intelligence of the universe that actually knows how to set down roots deep into the ground and pull up nutrients, that knows how to reach for the sun with its leaves. It is the wholeness of this universe expressing as that tree, because that tree has everything that it needs to be all that it is intended to be. I can see the order of the universe expressing in that tree, in that it loses its leaves in the fall, in the winter, when the sun is weaker. And then when the sun becomes stronger, it grows new leaves and new life and new branches. And I can see peace in that tree. There's never agitation or irritation. There's peace present in that tree. And so the attributes of spirit are present because they are the principles upon which life is created. They are present in everything. Yet sometimes we don't recognize them. Sometimes we don't really embody them consciously. And sometimes we do not bring them forward in our lives or into form. But that doesn't mean they're not present. For example, peace is present even in your agitation, even in your worry, even in your fretting. When you stop thinking about whatever you're naming a problem, whether that's writing it down and putting it in a God box and closing the lid, or whether that's sitting down and meditating so you can detach from your thoughts, when you quit thinking about it, peace becomes your felt experience. You didn't have to go searching for it. You didn't have to find it. You didn't have to go buy it. It was already present within you. You might be in an abusive relationship, and you might not be standing up for yourself in that relationship, but that doesn't mean your power has gone anywhere. The power of the universe is still within you. You're just not using it. And so the person that asked me to do a part two this week wanted to have a talk with concrete examples so that we all would be able to discern spirit, the infinite, the absolute, those qualities of spirit within things. And so in your bulletin, there is a short list. You can look at it, or I can just read it to you. It is a short list of qualities or attributes of the infinite. It's not a complete list, but here are some of the ways that that one expresses itself as intelligence and wisdom, as life and energy and power. It's the life energy in everything. It expresses itself as wholeness. There is a divine pattern in everything, which is the wholeness of that thing. It expresses itself as order. I see order in impulses for animals to migrate, or in a mother bird knows how to feed its babies. There is an order that's taking place. That infinite one expresses itself as beauty and harmony and peace, as abundance, or the givingness of life, expresses itself as opulence, as eternality, and as love. So those are some of the ways that we can see that presence in people and things and situations. And so I sent you home last week with an assignment and a question. And that was that as you go through your days, to be asking yourself the question, what about this person or this thing is God? What is it about this person or thing that is God? Or to ask yourself, how is the infinite present in this situation or this person or this thing? And so last Sunday night, I went home and was living in that question. And I watched a television show, a nature show on Hawaii and the volcanoes of Hawaii. And one of the things that they were showing in that show is as the lava has flown out of the volcano and become hardened, there are seeds that have drifted in on the breeze. There's no soil, yet this one particular tree takes hold and sets down roots and grows. And the volcano emits poisonous gases that will kill the tree and kill anything else that's trying to grow. Have you ever noticed there's nothing growing on the lava flow and right outside of a volcano? This one particular tree, when those poisonous gases flow out, closes the pores in its leaves that it normally breathes through so that those poisonous gases don't affect it. That tree grows 100 feet tall and lives for 1,000 years. That is divine design. That is the intelligence of the universe, the creativity of the divine, expressing itself in those trees and as those trees. They also showed on that show sea turtles that had been out to sea for years, not near land, and when they come in near the land, the black and yellow tangs start munching on all the algae on the outside of their shell, literally following them around, lots of them, so that that turtle can swim more smoothly and easily and quickly. That is order. How is that not order? These two things simultaneously that support each other in life. Order and creative intelligence. And so I also asked our practitioners if they would live in that question of how they saw the infinite one, the absolute, expressing itself this week as they moved through their lives. And this is what they shared. I have 8 examples from our 4 practitioners. And so Barbara told me that she witnessed the expression of life and beauty and order and intelligence when she watched an arborist trim a tree with care and reverence in how he cut the branches for the life and the health of the tree. He made sure it was shaped beautifully and that the branches were supported. And so I see life in that tree. I see beauty, the beauty of the infinite as that tree, the intelligence of the absolute in that arborist to know how to do that, an order, that is an order taking place of him shaping that tree for the thriving of that tree. Barbara also said, I saw the kindness of a gentleman showed in loading a mother's groceries in her trunk while she took care of a crying child. When I see examples like this of people's heartfelt goodness, it confirms for me that spirit is in and through everything. That is love expressing itself. That is oneness felt. For it takes oneness for that man to recognize the need of that mother and have that same kind of felt experience to understand what was going on with her, even though he's never been a mother. And so Ray said he saw life and love and harmony in this situation. He said, in the morning, I get to see parents, both mothers and fathers, and I'm glad to say walk their children to school around us. They fuss with their kids, and some of them carry their kids' backpacks, and the kids are all shiny and clean. The caring and love and compassion is a wonderful thing to see and realize it is the evolution of life flowing forward. Do you see that? From parent to child, there's an evolution unfolding. He saw life expressing itself in all of them, love being expressed in the care of those children, and harmony, the harmony of the divine, being expressed as everything working together. He also tells another story. He says, another thing that happened the other day that lit my heart up. I was walking and I saw a young boy, maybe 2 or 3 years old, with an older man I would call his grandfather. They came out of the house. The kid was standing on the sidewalk near me. The grandfather went over to a pickup truck and got something out and turned around to face his grandson, who ran full steam and unabashedly jumped into the grandfather's arms with total trust and surrender. I just lit up from the experience and caught the grandfather's eyes as I walked by, and we both had a sweet moment of caring understanding. I saw joy, love, trust, and that young and old are the same. This is eternal life. David will surprise you when he says, I have a spiritual connection with wildlife. David witnessed love and life and order and joy. He says, I have a spiritual connection with wildlife, including domestic animals. I enjoy seeing people walking dogs. I see a spring in their step, tails off and wagging. They're looking all around and taking in all the smells in the air. I see a dog that is bathed in and radiating love and joy. I feel a sense of their owner loving and serving the dog. When I see them clean up after their dog, they are serving the community in which they live and the environment. That cleaning up after your pet is the order of the universe expressing itself through that man to care for the community. And you clearly see the love and the joy. Another one, he says, I watched a young man carrying a pretty large dog on fairly long walks. I figured that the dog couldn't walk, so he was carrying the dog on his walks. That is love and givingness and creativity to come up with a way that that dog could still go on their walks. And lastly, Carol Borowiak says she witnessed the creative intelligence of life and the energy of the divine. She says, watching nature shows, from the creatures in the depths of the ocean to the tiniest creatures in the jungles, expressing a kaleidoscope of colors and designs, the movements of their bodies are amazing. And how lucky we are in our high technology to be able to see creatures that no other era has seen before. The creative intelligence, creativity of the divine as that amazing variety of animals and plants and insects, and that same intelligence expressing itself in humanity so that we get to witness that today. I love watching nature shows. It is such a privilege that we get to see those things, places we'll never go. And lastly, she talks about love and givingness and oneness. She says, caring, kindness, forgiveness, love, and the extreme efforts of people who value life and take the opportunity to help and share, from the assistance to the Ukrainians to the people helping me after my surgery. Humans support others in the worst of times, in part because we recognize our unity, the love that we are, and that we are each connected to each other and a part of the whole. So thank you all for sharing your stories. And so the last story that I will share with you is, I saw one of my hairdressing clients last week who is politically extreme so far to the end that I'm not sure what news sources she gets her news from, but we don't even look at those. She is a conspiracy theorist and way off the end of the spectrum. And when she talks about the stuff that she thinks is happening, I start feeling irritated and I start feeling very unsettled. And so she was at the salon the other day and I put her hair color on, and then I went to the back to wash my things up, and I started asking myself, How is it that the infinite is present within her? And my answer was that infinite is present within her as the love she feels for her family. I know that she loves her family. And as soon as I told myself that, as soon as I was able to see that, those feelings of irritation just melted away. My feelings of being unsettled and having angst just fell away. That is praying without ceasing. Looking for the divine presence when you can't see it is praying without ceasing. And so what happens oftentimes when we witness the infinite and how it's expressing in something, we end up feeling more peaceful. We end up feeling more joyful and joy-filled. We end up feeling more love-filled. Because it's only in our judgment and only in our making something other that we don't feel that love that is already inherent within us, that is the love of spirit. And so what happens is then when we witness that and we feel more peaceful and loving and joy-filled, then what we are adding to the collective field that we live in is love and joy and peace, rather than anger and frustration and judgment and negativity. When we are able to see the infinite within everything, when we're able to see it everywhere, then we are able to stay centered. And then in our centeredness, we have confidence in ourselves and confidence in life, which is one of the things we talked about in the very beginning that we are wanting. When we can see the divine present in all things, then we are absolutely assured that that infinite presence is in our life all the time as well. That means then that really healing and harmony and love and peace are always one thought away. As we change our thinking, we create what Ernest Holmes calls a new mental equivalent. That means we create a new pattern or a new template within ourselves and within our lives for spirit to unfold itself and become that precise thing. We create a greater opening for spirit to express itself. And so my invitation to you this week again is to look for that infinite presence in everyone and in everything. To practice naming it. You have a short list now of attributes of spirit. Practice naming how you see that. You know, Ray told me this morning, sometimes it's easier for him to feel that presence than to notice those qualities of spirit. But we can do both. But like I said last week too, sometimes when we use the word God, it makes us think of some being that's out there. If we call it instead the infinite or the absolute, it's easier to see it in all things. How is the absolute present in this thing? Oh, as intelligence and peace and love, it's so easy to see. So practice naming those attributes so that indeed you can see that that presence is always everywhere and right where you are. As a result, you'll be praying without ceasing. You'll be knowing that the infinite is present in your own life and therefore have confidence in yourself and confidence in life and confidence in spirit. And you will have greater peace, and you will be bringing the good, the goodness that God is with you everywhere you go. And so blessings to you on this path of remembering and on this path of awakening and on this path of living in spirit. Blessings to all of you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. Oh, and how good it is just to bathe in this awareness of spirit. For in truth, we are always in it, and it is always in us. That which is love, and that which is wholeness. That which is power and peace and goodness and life. For it is everywhere present in its fullness and in its allness, everywhere. Even when we can't see it, it is still present. It is still expressing itself. It is still unfolding itself everywhere at all times. For this is the nature of the divine, to express itself. And so what I know then is that everywhere we go, and in everything we do, the absolute, the infinite, and all of those qualities of spirit are within us. They are all around us. They are seeking to express in their fullness. And so today we look to the divine and we look for the divine, recognizing that as we do that, we open a greater way for it to express in this world. And so I know that we are each incarnations of that one. Never can we be separate from it. Never can we be apart from it. It is the very fabric of our bodies. It is the life that is living itself within us. It is the life that we are living. And so today I recognize and know that we are guided, that we are led, and that we live lives that are opulent and full and abundant of all good things. I also speak this word knowing that anything in our lives which has looked unlike spirit, unlike the absolute, I recognize right now that it is only because it has been a partial expression of spirit. And so today, as we look to the divine, we open up the way for a fuller expression of abundance and of health and of harmony in our relationships and of harmony on our planet as care for each other, for love is ever present. Intelligence is ever present. And so I speak this word not just about us, but about every single person in this world right now, knowing that the absolute infinite one is right where they are also. And that it is unfolding itself in the life of each individual. It is its good pleasure to give us the kingdom, to unfold. And so I know right now that it is unfolding in the life of each and every person, meeting the need. For wherever there is an opening, there it unfolds. I speak this word about every single politician, every single world leader, every country, city, county, state leader, that they right now are being guided by the intelligence of the Most High. That they are guided by intelligence and by the truth of oneness, the oneness of humanity, the oneness of life, guided to make the highest and the best decisions for everyone. For they also are the outpicturing of that infinite one. And it is revealing itself now for all of humanity and the good for all of us. And so I release this prayer into the creative law of the universe, knowing that it does not return to us void, for the word has been spoken. The opening is here, and spirit unfolds as such. And so in gratitude, I release this word and I say, and so it is.
It's now time for our affirmation, which is on the white sheet. If you would join me in saying this together. Today, I pray without ceasing. I shift my perception and witness the infinite one within myself and everyone and everything. Here is peace and confidence and an increase of good. And so it is.
And so I just have a couple of invitations for you. One is to know that we have water in the building again. So if you want to use an indoor restroom, if you go out our patio door and into the building right there, to the very left-hand side, there is one restroom, and we are able to use that. Also, we have sign-up sheets in the back if you would like to help us set up or break down or bring coffee or be a greeter. And we're really encouraging, even if you're just willing to do it once a quarter or something, if you'd be willing to sign up to bring coffee. What that means is you make a pot of coffee, you take the thermos home, you pour it in the coffee pot, and you bring the things with you, cream and sugar and stuff, that are already all in a box. You just take that with you, and then you take it back with a pot of pump pot of hot coffee that you've made and one of hot water, and that's it. So we'd love for you to do that. Also, just to know that our practitioners are available after service for prayer. If you would like prayer, we have prayer shawls. If you'd like to be wrapped in that energy of prayer, we have those in the back. And if you put a prayer request in, we will support you during the week in prayer.